Good morning. Leftover moisture from rain showers and thunderstorms in spots late yesterday and last night, and a clear sky early this morning is producing some locally dense fog across parts of interior New York and New England, especially valley locations. Just about everyone starting off in the 60s early this morning. And once the fog mixes out, we'll have plenty of sunshine, although in spots we could see some smoke mixing in from wildfires off to our west and north, and that could produce a bit of a haze. Still, enough sun across the region to get us into the lower to mid 80s on average for daytime highs. High pressure will slide off the eastern seaboard tonight. Skies will remain clear for a while, then partly cloudy as lows drop back into the 60s. A weak cold front will approach during the day on Tuesday. Clouds will mix with sunshine, and it will be warm once again, with the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms by the end of the day as highs reach back into the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms will linger into Tuesday night, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 60s. And outside of a slight chance of a shower on Wednesday, we'll look for mostly sunny skies behind the front and highs back into the middle and upper 70s. A stronger disturbance will approach on Thursday with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Behind this system, a stronger area of high pressure will build in, bringing us drier weather Friday and into the weekend, with mostly sunny skies Friday and Saturday in the mid-70s, then increasing clouds Sunday with the chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm as highs reach up to about 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today after a very active stretch of the southwest monsoon. Dry conditions are finally in sight for much of Arizona today as a slow-moving disturbance meanders off the California coast. Although the recent heavy rain has undoubtedly helped with the extreme to exceptional drought in the region, additional showers and thunderstorms yesterday atop aerial rainfall averages of 2 to 5 inches since Thursday will support additional flash flood chances through today. Certain areas, such as burn scars, remain particularly sensitive to any heavy rain that falls. Several flash flood and flood warnings remain in effect around the Phoenix and Tucson metro areas. Today, the westward movement of the disturbance will bring shower chances over the California desert and areas in the Great Basin, which should provide some much-needed relief to the widespread drought in the region. The persistence of Pacific moisture will keep shower and thunderstorm chances in the Great Basin through much of the week. Moreover, clouds and thunderstorms should keep temperatures well below average for this time of year, with forecast highs 10 to 15 degrees below average in some spots in the Southwest and Great Basin. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 50 degrees with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, quarter mile visibility in fog, 65 degrees, the dew point 65, 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 90, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 80 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature 71, that's 2 degrees below normal. 21 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 7.92 inches now for the month, which is 4.26 inches above normal, and 23.03 inches for the year, which is still 83 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low 63. The record high 96 set in 1963, and the record low 46 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m., sunset this evening 8:22 p.m., 14 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sunshine today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sunshine today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sunshine today with highs in the mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sunshine today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-80s with a slight chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by the end of the day. The risk of a shower first thing Wednesday morning, then mostly sunny in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny Friday and Saturday in the mid-70s, and increasing clouds with highs near 80 and the chance of a late-day thunderstorm on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.